Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. I'd like to read the first five verses. Psalm 103, verse 1, bless the Lord. O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Our Father, we ask this evening Your blessing upon Your word. O Rock of Ages, have mercy. Thank You for Your kindness, Your long-suffering, Your mercy and compassion. For Christ's sake, amen. The words of this psalm flow from the heart of a man that has been taught of God. One that has been regenerated in power and grace. One that knows something about his frailty, about the emptiness of his own being, and his own ability to be able to do anything to reconcile himself back to God. This psalm just rings of praise unto Him who is worthy, one who alone can save a sinner. And it expresses the very cry of one that God has shown mercy to. It begins with this blessing of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Man was originally created to bless the Lord and to praise Him with a heart of gratitude for His greatness. To be able to fellowship with God. Adam walked with God. A man. A creature. He walked with God, knew God, praised God, blessed God. But in the garden, man died. And he lost that ability. He died spiritually, which eventually led to his physical death. He lost that ability to do what a man was created to do. Fellowship with God. I mean, just the very thought of that. To be able to actually fellowship with God. Walk with God. To know God. To look upon Him. Be accepted by Him. But from a new heart, the psalmist pens these words under the inspiration of God's Spirit. Bless the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Bless the Father. Bless the Son. Bless the Holy Spirit. Praise. Bless. That's what it is. Praise with a heart of gratitude. Thankfulness, appreciation. Bless the glorious person of the triune God who is holy, just, and good. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. This is a personal thankfulness. Intimate. It's praise unto Him in a way that my mouth can't express. A believer does not express by their mouth what their heart truly feels and appreciates. I was just thinking while we were singing that song a moment ago, hiding in Thee, O Thou Rock of Ages. Lord, You who have shown mercy and compassion and have been long-suffering, gentle and kind, compassionate, hiding in You. We bless Him spiritually. And again, I don't know how to express that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The psalmist is talking to himself. He's speaking to himself. He's telling himself to do something that is of the highest of all honors. No greater honor than to have a heart to bless the Lord. To speak unto Him from the soul. From that part, that being of a man that is eternal. To say something from the soul that only a believer has a heart to do or knows anything about or has any desire for. You know, men, and I'm sure wisely so, often speak guardedly to others. They play their cards real close to the chest. But to be able to not hide anything from yourself, to not want to put anything in the closet to yourself, to be open and honest with yourself. Bless the Lord. Bearing His heart. Bless the Lord. I'm talking to me tonight. Marvin, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And he continues to encourage himself in this exhortation. And all that is within me, my new will that he's given me, willing in the day of his power. A new affection that I didn't have before. I didn't love him before. I didn't know him. My understanding of the Scriptures, of Christ set forth in Scriptures, and my judgment of asking the Lord, put a watch on my mouth and guide my steps and order my heart. And, Lord, keep me. I feel the presence of sin within me, and it wars against the new man of my heart, but there's a new creature that's within. It truly has this desire. Be appreciative. Bow. Kneel in heart. Oh, my soul. That new man, that new me, that soul, that new creature from above that doesn't sin against God. That one is born from above. It's the life of Christ that the Holy Spirit has imparted. That new man blesses the Lord. And the new man says to the new man, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless His holy name. Bless His character. That's what it means. It says, bless His holy name. bless and praise the holiness of who He is. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we ask or think. All power has been given unto the Son, that He should give eternal life to as many as the Father has given Him. He can get it done. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. His sovereignty. Bless the name, His character of being subject to no one. I'm God, He said. There's none else. I'm the Lord. No other gods before me. Bless the name of His immutability. He's perpetually the same. Let me tell you, when I think concerning His immutability, it's when I'm trying to read, trying to pray for you, trying to pray for other pastors, asking the Lord's blessing on this assembly, and I find myself somewhere else, Gary. All of a sudden, I'm just thinking about something that just doesn't even matter. And I think, Lord, if You changed and marked iniquity, who could stand? Lord, if You were not long-suffering to me for Christ's sake, where would I be? Bless the Lord, O my soul, concerning His holiness, His purity, absolute holiness, His faithfulness. He never forgets, He never fails, He never falters. His goodness. Nothing defective in Him. What He does is right. Right is determined by what God does. Whatever He does. I heard someone say one time, He doesn't do that which is right. What He does is right. If you want to know what right is, what did the Lord do? His patience. That power of control that He has that causes Him to forbear. Oh, the preciousness of His long-suffering, His grace, that perfection that's exercised only to His elect in His salvation. I will have mercy. I will have compassion. I will be gracious unto whom I'll be gracious. His mercy. There's a general mercy that the Lord has. Just you can stay right there in Psalm 103, but hold your finger. Turn over to Psalm 145:9. Psalm 145:9. There's a general mercy to all creatures. To all of His creatures. Man, animals, plants. Look at 145, Psalm 145:9. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. A tree grows because God is merciful. He gives a tree life. Life. Acts 17:25. Seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Secondly, there's a general mercy also exercised toward all mankind. Matthew 5:44. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good. and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Why does the evil, why does the unjust have their crops rained on just like the just? Because there is a general mercy that Almighty God exercises toward all of His creatures. A believer takes a breath. That was God's air. God is merciful. But there's a sovereign mercy reserved for the heirs of salvation. And it's communicated to them in covenant mercy through Christ, the Mediator, and it's known through the preaching of the gospel. That's the only way that it's ever disclosed. The gospel that Paul said he's not ashamed of. For it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of free grace. The character of His love. Love, that's His nature. God is love. 1 John 4:8. And it communicates that blessing to His people. Love. His wrath. He's a just God, jealous God. That divine character that shall absolutely punish sin. God's going to deal with sin. Either in a sinner or in a substitute. But He's going to deal with sin. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Back in Psalm 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Oh my. What an order. Let everything within me remember His acts, His works, His doings toward me. Boy, you talk about get lost in the wonder of that thought. How should we ever count the ways that God's been merciful to His people? I need to be reminded of His benefits toward me. What are those benefits? Well, I can truthfully say I can express the ones that the Lord's written down. Verse 3, here's one of them. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. All the blessing due Him for the forgiveness of sin. You know, it's only a believer that contemplates having his sin forgiven. That God would not charge him with it. For this reason, that Christ was made sin for His sheep. That the Lord bore in His body. He was made sin. Upon that cross, the indescribable substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was actually made sin. And upon that cross, the holy, harmless Lamb of God, who knew in Himself no sin, was actually made sin. And upon that cross hung sin as our substitute. And God Almighty absolutely dealt with sin for all of His elect at the cross and forsook Him. Hid His face from Him and killed Him. He killed Him. And the Lord Jesus Christ, absorbed the sword of God's wrath in Himself. And He put sin away for all that the Father had given Him. He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. He now justly and mercifully, justice has been satisfied and mercy is extended because Christ has put away the guilt and God justly forgives sin. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Oh, the blessing that is due unto Him for Christ's sake, He forgives. For Christ's honor, He forgives. According to His eternal purpose to show mercy through the shed blood of His Son, He forgiveth and forgiveth and forgiveth and forgiveth sins of commission and omission, what I did and what I should have done. Who healeth all thy diseases. First, God has healed the disease of my soul by putting away my guilt through the blood of His Son. Man was born diseased from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, putrefying sores, not been bound up. And that disease has no cure. No cure. One thing can be done with it. Kill it. You don't cure it. Not that old man. That's why Christ died. He died that we would not. He died that God might show mercy. But for a man to live, he must be made alive by new creation. A new man. He must be born again. He must be born from above. He healeth all thy diseases. That disease that I was born with, the remnants of it still there. It's still here. The presence of it, but the guilt of it. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. That disease that destroyed man. Let me tell you, that disease, it causes pain even to an unbeliever. Sin. From the fear of being exposed. Men love darkness rather than light. You know why? Because they're sinners. An unbeliever doesn't get away from it. Fear. Doesn't want to be caught. You ever noticed every time somebody just gets real honest and confesses on TV, oh, I disrespected my wife, I disrespected my husband, you know why they say that? Because they got caught. They didn't even say anything before they got caught. And for a believer, it causes pain because he feels the very presence of it. And he sinned before God. My sin, David said in Psalm 51, is ever before thee. Paul the Apostle, he never said, oh wretched man that I was, oh wretched man that I am. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, Paul says, of whom I'm chief. I'm less than the least of all the saints. God's people, bless the Lord, because He's healed the disease of their soul. But secondly, He who healeth all diseases, the great physician, until He's ready to call us out of this world. He sustains us, keeps us, heals us. You know why we temporarily get well? Because of God's mercy. Allows us physical diseases. Charlie Payne one time was getting ready to go in for an operation. Somebody asked him how he felt. He said, well, he said, in just a little while the Lord will either heal me temporarily or perfectly. That's right. He heals all our diseases. But I know this. In that day, He'll heal all the diseases of His people completely. And He'll take them out of this world. And the Lord's will to be with Him where He is and to behold His glory is going to be realized. And they're going to know it. Listen to me, believers. One day, we're going to be with Him. And this is going to be realized how real it is. And we're going to know it. And in that day, we'll know something, maybe completely, of how much we owe. I know those 24 elders in Revelation 4 cast their crowns before Him, said, Thou art worthy to receive all honor and glory and praise, for Thou hast redeemed us. I still say there'll be some remembrance of what He's done based on that scripture right there. Thou hast redeemed us. They were in heaven in Revelation 4, casting their crowns before Him who had done something for them. He had bought them back. They knew something about redemption. So they had to have known something about being redeemed from sin. Now, I don't know the fullness of it, but I'll tell you this. We'll go through eternity knowing Him who has paid our debt. Verse 4. Who redeemeth, who buyeth back thy life from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He has delivered His people from going down to the pit. How? He's eternally found a ransom. That's what He said. By purchase of blood, the Lord Jesus paid the debt owed to God's broken law. Paid it in full. Shed His blood. But the Scripture sets forth that not only has He redeemed us from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And the believer ever cries, Lord, we're not worthy. We're not worthy of the least of all Thy mercies and of all Thy truth that Thou hast shown unto Thy servant. We're not worthy. And He crowneth them and crowneth them and crowneth them with loving kindness and tender mercies and reminds them, as the Song of Solomon wrote, in Song of Solomon, You've ravished me with one of Your eyes. You've stolen my heart from me. Just crowns them with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Don't let me forget all of His benefits. Because He's purposed to show mercy. That's why. Because He's purposed to crown His own with His loving kindness. I'm going to show you mercy. I'm going to be kind to you. Reason being, because I've chosen to do so. Who satisfieth, last benefit for this evening, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Who satisfieth thy mouth, who gives you a heart from which your mouth speaks of a satisfied soul. Lord, You've dealt well with Your servant. Lord, You've shown mercy to me. And I'm the first to admit, I don't know how much. I don't know how to express it. I don't know what to say. Lord, I don't know how to be as honest as I should be. I don't know how to think it. Lord, I thank you for your kindness, mercy to me. You satisfied my soul with good, and even now I can't realize how much. I need no other but you. I want no other but you. I love no other but you. And not as I would desire to. But as Peter said, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. You know I do. Lord, you know I have a heart for you. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Turn to Psalm 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait, and what a blessing that is, upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. The margin says, so change their strength. They don't look to themselves anymore. There's been a change. They're weak now. Paul said, when I'm weak, I'm strong. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those that have been given a heart to bless the Lord. Made to remember something of His benefits toward them. The benefit of being forgiven from the iniquity, the transgression of sin, all their diseases healed. Like I said, we're failing creatures. I know that. We hurt. Age, because of sin, takes its toll on this body. Things that we used to be able to do, we can't do anymore. Why? Because we're failing. We don't think like we used to. Not as sharp as we used to be. And know it. Lord, you've sustained me to this moment. And one day, I'm going to be well. One of these days, I'm going to be whole. One of these days, I'm going to be perfect. No, not even a spot of sin. Those that He's redeemed from destruction, crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. Those whose spirit is satisfied with good things, the Lord's things, pure things. They're new, the Scripture says, every day in Christ. Day to day, the Lord blesses His people, and they flourish in Him, lifted up, in soul, in spirit, in the strength of the Lord, as an eagle flies majestically. They rest in Him. 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.